Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be on, happy to wake up this morning, and happy to have all of our listeners on this morning. Good morning to each and every one of you all. This is your host for today, Tamika Garnes. Apostle will not be on with us this morning. She is enjoying family, so she won't be on this morning with us. So, you know, we just pray that she's enjoying her time with her sister and her mom and family because she so deserves it. So, again, good morning to each and every one of you all. It's a brand new day. I'm not sure where you are, but where I am, the sun is out. And I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy that God allowed me to open my eyes this morning, that he protected me throughout the night. So to God be the glory. I am not going to be on before you guys long this morning, probably until 9:30, because I have an appointment I have to get to. So I'll have to end the show early. But don't be disappointed. We'll be back next week. And I may not be back with you all on next Saturday. My birthday is on Friday the 13th. So I may not be on Saturday. I'm still trying to decide. But yes, how old will I be? 44. Yes, I'll be 44 years old next Friday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for a brand new day. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping us throughout the night. I thank you, Father God, for protecting us. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing in our lives in this season. God, I thank you for revelation taking place. I thank you, Father God, that people are growing in their faith, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that people are getting healed, delivered, and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I just bless your holy, mighty, magnificent name, Lord, for there is none like you. Lord, I ask that you touch the minds and the hearts of your people on this show right now, Lord God. You know their prayers. You know their cries. You know their trials and tribulations, Lord God. You know the issues that they may be dealing with right now, oh God. But we still continue to give you praise because our situations are not greater than you, and you are the one that can help us through it. And so, Lord, we place our faith in your hands and allow you to do your work because you know best. You know better than we know because you can see our ending from our beginning. Oh, God, and we just give you praise and say thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing. Even if we don't see it, even if we don't feel it, Lord God, we know that you are a God of promise, and we know that your promises never return unto you void. So, Lord God, we bless you. We bless your holy name. And we thank you, Lord God, for choosing us, for anointing us, Lord God, for giving us gifts and talents in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for equipping us with everything that we need to survive, Father. We just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for all the times when we wanted to give up and you would not let us. We thank you, Lord God, when somebody had irritated us or offended us or hurt us in any way, but you would not allow us to react negatively. You told us to be still, and we obeyed. Yes, it's a process. Yes, sometimes it's very hard to not say what it is that you want to say. But, Father, when you tell us not to say something, it's in our best interest not to say it. So, Father God, we just give you glory. We honor you. We thank you, Father God, for our families. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for our coworkers, oh God. We thank you for our church family. I thank you for Apostle, Lord God, that you'll continue to do a work in her life, Lord God. Healing flow through her body now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, that everything that she puts her hands to do, it shall prosper. And Father God, we just give you glory and we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in her life, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Lord God, for I know that great things are coming her way in the name of Jesus, oh God, that she is anointed to do so many things, oh God. And I pray that whatever may be standing in the way of that happening, Lord God, you remove it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord, for your strength. We thank you for your power, oh God. We thank you for giving us the power, authority, and the dominion, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that in this season we'll begin to know how powerful we are, what we have authority to speak over in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, I just give you praise, oh God, because I know that you are watching us right now. I know that you are that you see us right where we are right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I know, Father God, that you, Lord, are just changing situations. I know, Father God, that prayers that have been on the altar for years, God, that you are answering prayers in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we should not get weary and well doing, oh God, but that you would give us strength to continue to move forward, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that you are our Father. You are the best Father that we could ever ask for. And Lord, help us, help us, help us, help us, Lord God, in spite of what's going on around us, help us to keep our eyes on you and do what it is that you have called us to do. Hallelujah, Lord. So, Father God, we pray that you remove every obstacle, every distraction, every barrier that has set up, that has been set up against us, the pit that the enemy dug for us to fall into. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, that you're covering us each and every day. And we pull on the full armor of God that will protect us from the things that the enemy has set up against us. Father, we love you, we bless you, and we love you again, Lord God. We love you, we love you, we love you, Lord God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Well, really quick, I just wanted to share that we'll be starting deliverance, some deliverance, talking about some deliverance. So this is what we'll be doing from this point forward for a little while. We're going to be talking about deliverance because this is the time for people to be delivered. God is doing great things, and, you know, I don't want you all to miss what he's working out even now. Because there are people that, you know, they may hear the word deliverance, but they don't exactly know what that means. And some people are fearful when you say the word deliverance, because deliverance does deal with demons, you know, being delivered and set free from demons. But you don't have to be afraid of that, because God did not give us that spirit of fear. He didn't give us that. And so you don't have to be afraid of deliverance. It's for your benefit, and it's for your good. Also, we'll be teaching from a book called, it's from the House of David, Schools of Ministry, and it's called The School of Deliverance and Casting Out Devils. And so that's where this is what we'll be teaching from. Also, there is an apostle that is on, she's on Instagram and she's on YouTube. Her name is Apostle Catherine Cricks, and her name is spelled K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, and her last name is spelled K-R-I-C-K. She has been doing revivals in the park. I believe she's in California, and you guys should go check it out. It's a lot of people being delivered. People are traveling from all over to California where she is in this park. And people are just, she's, you know, casting out devils, you know, casting out demons. And it's really happening, even in little kids, casting out demons. And so, you know, you guys should go check out her page. It's, you know, really powerful. When I watch it, I get chills, because It blesses my soul to see people be delivered from the enemy. You know, he thinks that he has us in his hands, and that, you know, what it's going to be for the rest of your life. And that's not true. And so when I see these people being delivered, it just blesses my heart. because, you know, it hurts to see people walk through life with all their hurt and pain, you know, things that they dabbled in that they didn't know, you know, that was from the enemy, that looked innocent, the things that people are curious about that look innocent, and people think that it's nothing wrong with it, but it really opened up the door to demonic activity. And then now they're experiencing, you know, this demonic stuff, and they don't know how to get out of it. Or it has tickled their flesh and they like it, and until it gets to that point where now it has become scary, and now they're being tormented and they're living in fear every day, and they see stuff and they hear stuff and they don't know what to do about it. And so it's really good that people are being taught about spiritual warfare and deliverance and things like that. Some people, even Christians, don't believe in deliverance. I don't understand why they don't believe in deliverance, but I feel like that's another way that the enemy keeps us bound, you know, and in bondage, when we don't believe certain things exist, or we don't believe that, you know, we should participate in deliverance, because to them, you know, I've heard someone say that you were set free when Jesus died on the cross. Okay, I get that. And when you said yes to the Lord and you received him as your Lord and Savior, okay. However, there are things that have still happened to you that you haven't dealt with. There are things that you may have dabbled in that were from the dark side that you didn't know, and there are some people that did know that it was from the dark side but still continue to move forward. I believe that you need to be set free from those things. And I believe that you need to renounce those things and, you know, ask God to forgive you and ask God to cleanse you and wash you and set you free from those things that are demonic in nature. And, you know, it's very important that we understand that feel a certain way, because we, you know, we have walked through some things and we haven't shared, or we're living in torment and fear. And yes, I've been set free from some things. I didn't understand when it was happening. You know, there are some things that maybe your parents or their parents, you know, were a part of certain groups, you know, like the Masons and things like that. They were a part of certain groups, demonic in nature. And now you're experiencing some things and you're not sure where it's coming from. All of these things exist, you guys, you know, and we sometimes don't want to deal with it because we don't know how. You know, it's real. Let me just tell you that it's real. And I guess, you know, I didn't really understand how real it was until I witnessed it with my own eyes. A little girl that had demons. She was a little girl, and I'm like, you know, I was so confused. I was scared. I was like, what is this? And you know, her mom had participated in some things, some witchcraft things, and so with it, it trickled down to this her daughter. And so, you know, and then after that, it was like, okay, Lord, I really, you know, want to see people set free. When I was set free from some things, it's like you feel so much lighter. And that heaviness that you feel that you carry around, you know, it's lifted, and you just have to make sure that you keep your deliverance. Because if you decide to go back to those same things, you want to be in the same position that you were before you got delivered. Also, there are, when I spoke about, you know, the little girl, I mean, it was up close and personal. It happened in our church one time. And, you know, even when I was a little girl, I used to like to watch the Exorcist. You know, didn't think that nothing was wrong with it. I had the book. I would watch the movie, didn't think anything was wrong with it. I just thought it was a movie, And it wasn't until I experienced that situation with that little girl that I realized that, oh, my, this is real. This is real. And even before I got to that point where I realized it was real, when I had the book, one day I was in the house and I picked up the book, and it was a picture on the back of the book, the Exorcist book. It was a picture that I couldn't clearly see what the picture was, but I felt uneasy about it. And because I felt uneasy about it, now I was, let me see, how old was I? 13, maybe 12. I could have been as young as 11, I believe. I didn't understand. That picture just made me feel uneasy, you know, in my spirit, not even knowing that that's what it was. At the same time, you know, like God was like unctioning me or pressing me to get rid of that book. And so because I felt uneasy about it, I didn't feel right about it, I knew something wasn't right in my spirit. I knew something wasn't right, and I probably couldn't call it that back then at that age. I threw it away. I threw the book away. I just said, let me get rid of this. It's something about this that's not right. And I didn't stop watching scary movies after that point until I started going to church, until I started, you know, realizing that this stuff is real. And although it's a movie, does not mean that it's no validity to it. So, you know, we just have to make sure, even when it comes to our children, that they're not watching these movies, because it's just depositing fear into them. And, you know, when children say they saw something in their room or they heard something in their room, you know, a lot of times we would be like, oh, it's just a boogeyman, and laugh it off or whatever. No, we need to go in our children's room and anoint the room and anoint the children and pray over them and let them know that they are covered by the blood of Jesus, so that spirit of fear will not attach itself to our children. And so we don't open doors for demonic activity to happen. Like, we shouldn't allow our children to watch scary movies. We shouldn't allow our children to watch certain movies, because it opens up doors to torment them, to cause fear, to make them want to sleep in a bed with you. They don't want to go in their rooms because they're saying, there's something in my room. I saw something in my room. And, you know, some people don't take that seriously. But, you know, that spirit of fear can grip you, and it can cripple you. And so, you know, just being mindful of what our kids are watching. You know, even to some cartoons, we have to be careful with what our children are watching, with their little eye gates are watching, because, you know, music, movies, TV shows, all these things can have influence over us if we're not careful. So really quick, I'm explain what deliverance is. If you're asking what is deliverance, it means to release or rescue from bondage, danger, or evil of any kind. It is rescue from something, rescue from captivity, hardship, or domination by evil. It means the act of setting someone or something free. The Greek word for deliverance, according to Luke 4:18, is apisis, meaning freedom, pardon, deliverance, forgiveness, liberty, or remission. And so, you know, I just feel like this is the time that we should be talking about this stuff, that we should no longer be quiet about, you know, this type of stuff, because this is where the enemy can hide, is when people think that it's not real and it doesn't exist, or people just don't want to deal with it, period. And so it's easy for him to hide in that. And he's like, well, as long as they think I'm not real, as long as they think I don't exist, that's a good thing, because then they can't cast me out. They can't get rid of me. They can't tell me to leave if they don't believe in it, because they'll never take the time to want to know about, you know, what deliverance is. And Apostle has done sessions with us as a congregation with deliverance. She has done, you know, sessions with us when it comes to deliverance, having us, you know, renounce certain things, you know, asking for forgiveness. Because when we are filled up with hurt, with offense, with our past, it can hinder the move of God. It can hinder who God has created us to be, because it's almost like something is holding us down from living up to our fullest potential. And even when it comes to sharing this stuff, sharing deliverance and spiritual warfare with people, you know, the people that are sharing will get attacked because now the enemy is mad and now you are on his radar, because and he's seeking out revenge and retaliation against you because you want to share with others about spiritual warfare and deliverance. But I'm telling you guys, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. You know, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. God got my back, and he's protecting me from anything that the enemy may think wants to happen towards me. But I believe so much, and I have a heart for the people to see, you know, them living in freedom, you know, to see them being free and no longer bound by the enemy and his lies and his games and his schemes, you know, and all the things that he does when it comes to relationships, trying to cause division in relationships, you know, things that happen in our family. And you got people that are against each other in your own family. You got sister against sister and brother against brother, and that's not how God wants it to be. It's not how he wants it to be. And so we have to get to that point where we're like, okay, God, you know, I need this. You know, I want to see my family set free. I want to see my family live in the freedom that Jesus died on the cross for. It's time for us to start living in that freedom. We've been bound too long. The enemy thinks that he has reign and rule over us, and he does not. But when you won't forgive, when you have malice in your heart, when you intentionally do things to people, when you dabble in the dark side, dabble in demonic things that you don't understand. Also, you should always do your own research on stuff. Thing is, people are doing these things with crystals and rocks and stuff like that, and they're saying this crystal is for this, for healing. This crystal is for this. People are using sage and all that stuff. And why? Because they saw somebody do it, and because to them, you know, oh, we use sage for in our food, so it's nothing wrong with burning it. It's just a rock. It's just a crystal. You know, it's something that's it's nothing wrong with it. You know, they say that God made these things, so it's nothing wrong with me using it. But you're using it in a way that it wasn't designed for. You don't need a crystal to heal you. You know, God is our healer. You don't need sage to burn around your house to get rid of evil spirits and negative energy and all of that, because, you know, Holy Spirit, he'll take care of that. He doesn't need help in that area, you know. So what people don't understand is when you start using these different things to pray with, or you're believing that this crystal is going to heal you, or this sage is going to get rid of evil spirits, what actually happens is the opposite. You're inviting those things in. I even watched a YouTube video about this other lady who said she used to be a witch. She used to do all of these things. She's no longer a witch. She gave her life to Christ now. But now she's able to share with people the things that she did and what happened as a result of using crystals, as of using sage, and all this witchcraft stuff that people think is nothing wrong with it, that people think that, you know, they can just do this stuff and or they can still be Christian and a witch at the same time. No. That is the deceit and deception from Satan. You cannot. And so when I hear of a person that says that they used to be a witch and they used to do all these things and this happened and that happened, and now they say, oh, I gave my life to Christ, I no longer do that stuff. Now they're living for Christ. When somebody who used to tell you, who used to be a witch, tells you the things that happened, the things that she did as a witch and the results of that, you know, I pay attention to that stuff. I listen. I get knowledge from this stuff so that I can share with other people. Listen, we had this lady that said she was a witch and she practiced this stuff and she's saying this is what happened when you use sage. This is what happened when you use sage negatively, or this is what happens when you use the crystals and you say do these little seances or whatever it is that people do, and this is what happened. You know, she said that she used to see demons in her house. You know, she used to be tormented, even working for Satan. Listen, y'all, she was working for Satan, and while working for Satan, she was being tormented by Satan. Like, so you're doing his work, and then you're still going through the same thing where you're living in fear because now you're seeing things in your house. Now you're hearing things. Now all these bad things are happening to you, and so, you know, she decided to give her life to Christ. And once she gave her life to Christ, you know, things changed. So listen, people, listen. And I'm not saying none of us on this line is doing any of these things, but I'm sure that there are people that you've heard talk about, you know, sage and crystals and all this other stuff. There may be people in your family that's doing this type of stuff, and it's like no matter the stories that you share with them, it's like they don't want to listen. And so all you can do is pray, and that's all you can do, because when you try to force somebody to stop what it is that they feel like it's nothing wrong in doing it, all they do is rebel and even more. And you pray that it doesn't get to the point where, you know, it affects their children. Or now they're seeing demons in their house, or they're hearing things going on in their house and stuff is falling on the floor, nobody's touched it, and things like that. We just have to share the information, if you know, and that's why we're sharing the information. You share the information and you just pray. You share the information and you pray, because you can't force people to change. They have to want to change, but at least you've given them the information. You've given them tools. They can never say to you, well, you knew and you didn't share that with me. If you knew that this was going to happen to me from me, you using all these different crystals and rocks and sage and having idols and praying to Buddha and all this other stuff, you knew all this stuff and you did not share with me. You know, you don't ever want somebody to say that to you. And so that's why we're sharing this, we're sharing this deliverance stuff. So you guys just be prepared, have pen and paper ready, because we are going to get into the meat of this. So I've come to the end for today, and I thank you all for joining. Looking forward to you coming back, asking questions, you sharing it with your family and friends. Because this is what it's all about, sharing the information that we get and that we know, to share it so somebody else can get blessed and somebody else can get set free. So I love you guys. Looking forward to just sharing this information. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun. Rejoice in the Lord. Hug on your family. Tell someone you love them. And to God be the glory. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.